Hey out there, do you like pop culture?
Heck yeah. Do you like spooky stories?
I sure do. And do you like when people die in the movies?
Who doesn't?
Then welcome to our weekly show where we talk about that and more.
Welcome to Haunted By. So you weren't murdered by a ghost?
No. It turns out that note on my phone saying hi there was it was me.
It was you.
I forgot that I had started an email.
Yeah. As we thought, maybe. Mm-hmm, but mm-hmm.
I looked at it for a long time. I didn't remember writing it, but I am my own ghost.
Yeah. You did give us a little spook though.
I mean, I gave myself a little spook. Yeah. So turns out the spookiest one in this room is me.
You. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Similar to the spooky volunteer on the USS Salem.
Scared the shit out of me.
We took a little tour.
Yep.
And this volunteer would just like show up in rooms.
Yep.
And like pretend that we couldn't see him.
Yeah. Not very helpful, volunteer.
No. And like then he would just like creepy walk past us.
Yep.
And we'd walk into another room and he'd be like, oh.
At one point, he's like up against a wall. I'm like,
we can see you.
Sir.
You're alive.
Yeah.
You're alive. And to you,
we say,
welcome to Haunted By. Jess.
Hi, Janice.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
We're a little bit before, but this will come out on Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah.
So people can listen when they're full of turkey.
Yes.
Drunk. Sick of their families.
Amen.
And they think, what are those two wacky girls doing?
Got to listen to them. Give myself a break.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By then, we will have watched Stranger Things.
Listen. I actually have a bone to pick with you about this.
Mm-hmm. Tell me.
Was it last weekend? Maybe. I don't know when now.
No one knows.
And you were like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Stranger Things comes out on Tuesday and we can watch it after we record. And I was like, amazing idea, Janice. Mm-hmm. And then I said, guess what, Janice? It comes out on Wednesday.
But that's why I'm the idea man.
All right.
Because what a great idea.
It was a good idea.
That would have been.
You...
The planning and the execution.
Yeah.
You know, subpar, didn't make it all the way through, but weren't you excited?
Yes.
Wasn't that like a super fun
idea? I said, what a day.
Idea.
What a great day. Finished,
at the time.
Finished school for the week.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What a night.
What a night we would have had tonight.
And then.
But we don't have
we don't.
That night. But we'll have that night tomorrow.
Yeah, in my PJs because it's coming out late.
See, exactly. So now.
What are they doing?
I don't know.
Why
it's not
are they
coming
dropping
out
it?
8 p.m.
That's cruel.
It's, you know what it is? It's because they don't want you to binge it all at once. But
well,
I'm sorry, Duffer Brothers. You don't think I'm staying up until midnight?
I'm an adult.
I'm going to watch 4 episodes. Yeah,
yeah,
we're grown-ups.
Grown-ups.
We're going to watch 4 episodes. We're going to pretend to sleep in the next day.
Yeah,
but I'll
probably
wake up early because I'll have to.
They'll be like, "Oh, are you guys hungover?" I'll be like, "No,
no,
watch Stranger
just
Things."
Watch Stranger Things. One thing the Duffer Brothers have come out to say is that fans have a lot of theories.
I just watched that before I came here,
and like one of the things they've said, they're like, "Eddie is not alive."
Sure, guys. Sure, Jan. Sure, Jan.
Eddie is buried. Yeah, and I was gonna say to that, Jess says, "No,
sure.
Thank you." And my sisters and I were talking about this, and Paige pointed out that they don't always kill a main character.
It's over.
So they think that Steve won't die. I still think they're going to ruin our lives.
That'll be fantastic, and I will...
I will be very happy.
I would love to be on the side of your sisters, but I cannot do that until the show is over.
I'm going to be a ball full of stress.
Yeah. They're going to do it.
They're...
What? Why wouldn't they? Because that's it. That's it. It's
I know.
Over.
I know. But
they're gonna they're going to win over Vecna. I think.
They're going to... Oh, of course. Well.
I think they're going to win over Vecna, but they have to kill a main character.
Right. I'm hoping it's Jonathan to, like, maybe save his brother. And then Jonathan will... Or maybe to save Nancy. And then he's like, and now you're on Steve.
No, because then Steve's going to jump in together. To do it.
Maybe. I don't know.
I can't talk about
it. We won't know until 2026. And how do you like that?
Ruining the holidays.
I know.
The Duffer Brothers.
Well, speaking of 2026, let me take you to a different time.
Oh.
With my pop culture. I'm hopping in. Hopping right in. I'm going to take you back to 2007. I'm diving in. You want to come on a journey?
Here I go.
Okay. Mine's a little
backpacks
bit
on.
Yep. It's a little bit two part.
Okay.
Because it's first the 2007 Britney Spears VMA performance.
Classic.
Not long after she had her public meltdown.
Yep.
Did a terrible performance at the VMAs, covered her mouth because she was definitely lip syncing at the time. But shortly after everybody was giving her crap, came the Leave Britney Alone video.
Oh my God.
And it's a 4 minute long video.
Yep.
And it's Chris Crocker.
Yep.
Who I rewatched it, and it starts out fairly sane. For those that don't know, Chris has on a lot of eyeliner in the video. He's got very blonde hair, and he appears to be under the covers, or he's got sheets behind
him. It looks like he's hiding under a blanket or something, yeah.
And he's doing this video, and he's like, the way that people are talking about Britney is as if you want her to kill herself and leave her two children behind. Did we learn nothing from Anna Nicole Smith? Which I'm like, you know what?
Yeah.
It's very interesting. It's interesting points that he brings up. He's like, she's human. People forget that. And at first you're like, you know what? That's a really good point.
Yeah.
And then it gets more and more emotional. And then he's like, if Britney tries to kill herself, I'm going to kill myself. And then he's crying. Yeah. And then the mascara and the eyeliner is running down the eyes. And then he is hysterically sobbing. And he's just going, leave Britney alone.
Yeah.
Leave her alone. And you're just like, it comes from a good place.
Yeah.
But it's
it was a lot.
It was a lot.
Maybe he was going through something that time too.
Yeah.
Or in that moment was like, I have to make this video.
Well, it's one of those things too. It's people develop parasocial relationships with celebrities. Mm-hmm. So he probably thinks like she would appreciate him defending her.
Yeah.
But I've seen Britney Spears see some fans that are crazy because she's had crazy people all around her.
Oh, of course.
And she'd be like, you make me uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And he'd be very upset. Yeah. But I think about that pop culture a lot because
that's still something that people say, I think.
It's still something. Yeah. But then that's how you can tell when there's like generational gaps.
Yeah.
If you can say, leave Britney alone to somebody.
You're like, what?
And they just stare at you. Because it's both the generations above and below that are like, who are you talking about?
What?
I think it's really, that's a millennial and Gen X.
For sure.
Moment.
Yeah.
The boomers are like, what?
And now poor Britney.
Under blankets. I know. And now Britney, now she's free and.
I don't even know.
A lot of choices being made.
She was just in a video with the Kardashians.
She was?
And I think Paris Hilton. Like, they were all, like, at, like, a looked like a girls, like, sleepover thing. And people were like, what? Mm-hmm. Like, when did this happen? When have they been friends this whole time? Like, confusion.
That's very weird.
It's crazy.
Well, Paris and Kim were friends.
No,
and
I know that. Oh, she in that picture with them all in that limo and they're all
when
drunk.
They're hammered. Because it was like Paris Hilton.
Lindsay Lohan.
Before they got into their blood feud.
Yes, yeah.
And then Britney Spears.
I don't think the Kardashians were involved in that, but.
No, but Paris was friends with them.
No, I know. Yeah.
So now they're together.
They're all friends. Wait, were they all at, whose wedding was it? Were they at Paris's wedding? Did Brittany go to Paris's wedding?
Maybe. I don't know.
Was it Paris's wedding? There was a weird vibes on that too.
Yeah.
Like people thought it was like staged. Oh, all these people there. Was that
one Brittany thing? Had a wedding that people thought was staged and Paris was there.
Maybe that's, and I think,
I think like there were a lot of weird people that were there, but then that was after the conservatorship ended.
Yeah, yeah.
And that marriage didn't last very long either.
No. Oh, Brittany.
Anyway.
Jeez Louise.
What year are you taking us to with pop culture?
Girl, I don't even know. It's still occurring.
Oh.
This pop culture.
I'm ready.
So we talked about this last night, which actually I forgot to talk about my moment.
Your celebrity sighting.
My celebrity sighting. Should I start with that?
Yeah.
I'm so proud of myself because
I'm proud of you.
For the girl that doesn't know any actors' names, usually, we were out last night.
And after we went to bar,
we went to the bar. And I had happened to look up and I was like, oh my God, I know that man.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, where do I know this man from? And then I had the wrong show. And while you were talking, I like Googled the show. And then I was like, okay, Janice, I need you to look at this man. Because I was if I have actors in my brain, but then I thought maybe you would be like, oh, it's so-and-so.
Mm-hmm.
And you were like, I have no idea who this man is.
I did the yawn and stretch a lot. And I kept trying to stare at him. And I was like,
I was locked in.
I had a very Keke Palmer moment. Yeah. I was like, I do not know this man. I'm sorry to this man.
Yeah. Because I was like, oh, he's really handsome. And I was like, I thought that on TV.
I mean, he was very handsome.
Yeah. And then I don't know how I finally got to the show he was on.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, it's definitely him. And then I was like, I want to say hi to him.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, are you seriously? And
I was like,
why not?
Do it.
Yeah. So
are you going to say who the celebrity
was?
Yeah,
I'm going to. Okay. Yeah. Okay. No one's going to know who he is probably, but I had to look up what he was currently in because I was like, I can't go up to this man and say, hey, this show from
10 years ago. Yeah.
So the show I recognized him from was called Atypical, which is on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
And he's in that new show Task with, Mark Ruffalo,
which I haven't even heard of.
Oh, see, I have. And I was like, oh, I want to watch that. But so it was Raul Castillo, I think it was his last name was?
Castillo,
excuse me. And I went up to him. We were leaving the bar. I patted him on the back. And I was like, hey, are you from Atypical and Cast? And he was like,
Task.
Yeah. I said Task.
You said Cast, but
whatever.
It's okay.
Whatever. Whatever.
Yeah.
And he kind of like laughed and was like, yeah. And I put up my hand. I was like, hey, I'm Jess. And he was like, hey, Raul. And he was like, right on. And I was like, cool. Have a good night.
I know. It was very cool.
Yeah.
And then he looked at me and I was like, oh, I'm not participating.
You're like, no, I don't know.
I'm not getting, I'm not participating in this section.
Yeah.
I'm here to support. Good for you guys.
I did it. I recognized
And that
someone.
Was really cool because you weren't like, can I get a selfie or anything? You were just like, I'd like to confirm that I'm correct.
I need my friend to know that I am right.
Yes. And you are right.
I was right.
And I'm very proud of you.
I really wanted to be like, what the hell are you doing? And then hang him. But
yeah.
I didn't.
No. Why are you here? On a Monday.
On a Monday.
But at a restaurant.
It was a nice place.
It was a nice place. Yeah.
I don't know. I'm pretty proud of myself.
Yeah.
Anyway, my pop culture.
Oh, yes. Because you tried to ask me about it and I didn't know.
But because this was also talked about last night and you were like, I don't know what this is. And I was like, I'm sharing it with you. So there is a place in Cleveland, Georgia, that is called the Cabbage Patch Factory.
Mm-hmm.
And in this factory, you can buy Cabbage Patch dolls, merch. You can do an official adoption. And there is this tree in the middle of the store that has all these little cabbage patches around them in their little head of cabbage, and the tree gives birth live to you with people dressing up as nurses.
Nurses for a tree,
for the tree, for the cabbage patch to be born.
No thank you.
Correct. People go insane for this, travel here for this, and recently I saw a TikTok, which refreshed my memory on this because I have known about this. And she was like, I'm going to the Cabbage Patch Factory and I'm going to, but she set up like, I'm getting like my baby today, like adoption. And I was like, oh, this is really sweet. And it was a fucking Stop. Cabbage Patch. Mm-mm. And so she's like, I'm going to go watch it be born. And she like showed the whole tree thing. And then she goes and finds the baby she wants. And like, I forget, they call it something like very serious, like something like about mm-hmm. the adoption, and you adopt the doll and then off you go. So I'm going to show you some pictures. I will post the full TikTok yeah. of the tree and the whole thing.
I'm glad we've decided to start drinking wine on this show now yeah. because that's crazy.
I said, buckle up. You're going to need a glass of wine. So there's this is the tree with all of the uh-huh. cabbage mm-hmm. patch. Can you see that?
Yeah.
And let me see if I can find the nurses. I had it on another page.
Imagine
it's called Babyland. Sorry, it's Babyland General Hospital.
No.
Mm-mm. And look at her with a blanket. Look, yeah. ready to go. They pull the baby out of the back, like here. And they like count, like they're like, push. Like,
stop it.
It's a girl. I'm not even kidding.
Imagine telling somebody that your job is to birth Cabbage Patch dolls from a tree.
Out of a tree.
Yeah. I think I'd leave it off my resume. I'd be like, yeah, I was unemployed on drugs for that year.
I mean, I don't know where Cleveland, Georgia really is.
I didn't know it was a place.
It's probably all that's happening there.
Well, yeah.
So.
You know what? Everybody's got to be known for, every place has to have one thing that they're known for.
And that's Cleveland, Georgia's. It's unsettling.
Yeah.
But people find joy in it.
Well, I mean, they're the backup Cleveland.
Yeah.
So you have to be known for something.
Yep. So, yeah.
Where's the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Is that in Cleveland? Other Cleveland?
Oh, like, I don't know.
Because, like, if you're competing with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Your choice was Cabbage Patch Dolls?
I mean.
And a birthing like, tree?
I mean, you got to have something. It's in Cleveland, Ohio. Oh, okay. My God. Am I a rock star or what? I know where it is.
Yeah. That's my trauma pop culture for you.
I hate it. You keep telling me things that ruin my life.
You're welcome.
Like, and now you know that this is going to be on my TikTok.
Well, yeah, and I'm sending it to you.
Yeah. So. Oh, great.
You have to see it.
I know. Can I just post it on our social media and
nope.
I don't need to see it?
Nope. Sending it to you.
Okay, I'll tell you I watched it.
No, we'll do it tonight. Together.
No!
I'm not going to send it to you. We're going to watch it together. Everyone gather around.
Oh, God.
All right.
Okay, well.
Do you need a breather before you tell your story?
No, I'm ready. I'm going to dive right in.
Let's do it.
Have you ever heard about the Winchester Mystery House?
It sounds familiar.
Okay. I'm sure once I start, you'll be in it. So the Winchester Mystery House is a house in California mm-hmm. that was built by Sarah Winchester.
I think I almost did the story.
Yeah. Oh, did you?
Yep.
Because she married into the Winchester family mm-hmm. and she never stopped building the yes. house until she died.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So we're going to start from the beginning because part of it is about like the hauntings that still go on there, but yep. it's really the whole story of when Sarah was alive mm-hmm. that is wild to me.
Yeah.
So Sarah Pardee was born into a wealthy family in New Haven, Connecticut in 1839. She was very well educated. She was very beautiful. She spoke five languages. And they actually called her the Belle of New Haven,
oh.
which I'm sure back in the 1800s, it was great. But I've been to New Haven now. If you call me the Belle of New Haven, I'd say, well, you can fuck right off.
Oh, well, maybe you're the prettiest girl in New Haven. And that's a positive.
Yeah. Maybe. I used to go there for work and you have Yale and then you have the rest of New Haven. And you're like, oh.
Have you seen the picture of her?
She's actually very pretty. Okay. Yes. Yeah. She was the Belle of New Haven.
Good.
Then
one and only. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Their family was very close with their neighbors who were the Winchesters. So they were all very close, and Sarah ended up marrying one of their sons, William Winchester, in 1862. They loved each other. They had a lovely marriage. And then 4 years into their marriage, they had a baby girl named Annie, who was named after William's recently deceased sister.
I love that name.
So I love that name, so too. Cute. And then also, therein starts the tragedy of the family, too. His sister had recently passed away. However, their daughter was born, and I'd never heard of this before. It was called marasmus. Have you ever heard of that before? You cannot absorb nutrients.
Oh.
And so she passed away at 6 weeks old.
Oh, my God.
I know.
That's really sad.
Really sad. Her death completely destroyed Sarah and William, and they never tried to have any other children.
Oh, wow.
Like, that was their...
Yeah, yeah.
Because imagine, like, you would think that you did that to your baby, you know? Like, that was a genetic disease. So then over the next handful of years, Sarah started to become very reclusive, and then William started working very closely with his father, Oliver, to shift their family business away from clothing and focus on a new venture, rifles.
Ah.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
They named the company the Winchester Repeating Arms Company, and they created the first rifle that allowed people to shoot several times without having to reload. People called it the gun that won the West.
Okay.
And basically everybody who owned a gun had a Winchester. They still have them now. Mm-hmm. Like, you get a Winchester rifle, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Then more tragedy hit the family. God. 1880, Sarah's mother died. That same year, Oliver, William's dad, passed away. And then months after that, in March of 1881, William passed away. So now Sarah is all alone. And her dad had died years before, too. William succumbed to tuberculosis at the age of 43. And they used to say he would get sick every winter and heal in the spring. And that year, he didn't make it to spring.
Oh, no.
So at that time... Sarah became the heir to the Winchester fortune, and she inherited about $20 million, which in today's money is $167 million.
Great.
Shortly after this, so many people had died, she wanted to connect with them in the afterlife. She visited a medium in Boston. Some things I read said the medium was in New Haven. Some said Boston. We're going to go with Boston.
We like Boston.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do it.
The medium told Sarah she needed to start a new life out west by building a house. However, she was going to be followed by spirits to that house.
Wait, the medium said that?
Mm-hmm. I know, because
a lot of dead with her.
That's a lot of dead, but she's not being followed by spirits that she knows. She's being followed by the spirits of those who had died from the barrel of a Winchester rifle.
Oh, shit.
Yes.
Ooh.
So that the fortune that she has was considered blood money, and Sarah had to be the one to face the consequences. Which is like, why not just tell Sarah to give away the money to charity, and then that's making up for it? No, right. The person was like, you need to build a home and never stop building.
And then you'll be haunted.
Yeah. Because then she basically said, as long as Sarah continued to add on to her house, she'd keep the ghosts at bay.
The medium told her all of this.
All
right.
But yeah, why did...
I thought Sarah was just like,
no,
this is going to help.
A medium had told her this.
Got it.
And then on top of it, Sarah's doctor also encouraged her to move out to the West because she had rheumatoid arthritis.
Sure.
And the warm weather would lessen her pain. So with all of this, Sarah went to the West Coast and just purchased a 40-acre plot of land. And on that land, there was a 2-story farmhouse with 8 rooms. And she purchased that.
Okay.
Now, from 1886 until the year that she died in 1922, She continuously built on this house. So it started out as an 8-room farmhouse, and she then grew it into a sprawling mansion that ended up being 24,000 square feet.
That's too much.
Too much. In this house, there were also 10,000 panes of glass, which a lot of articles, too, also said 10,000 windows. It's not 10,000 windows. It's 10,000 panes of glass because some of them were like really beautiful antique windows that had like little individual. What's it called?
When it's stained glass?
Yeah. Stained glass windows. Thank you.
You're welcome.
It also had 2,000 doors, 160 rooms.
Yep.
52 skylights, 47.
You're just outside at that point.
Oh.
Fuck. Okay.
How many? Well, where's the limit? How many skylights just mean you're outside? 10?
Yeah, no.
Maybe 30? 30
about 30. I would say about that.
Yeah, 30's too many.
54.
Girl. I have no skylights, so we are currently inside.
Yes, correct.
Yes, we did it.
Yeah, we did it.
47 stairways and fireplaces. One of the rooms had so many fireplaces, they called it the fire room.
For why, Sarah? For what?
For the ghosts. God, Jess.
I know.
17 chimneys. Now, here's what I find shocking. How many bathrooms do you think they had?
10.
13. Ooh. I would have thought more. 160 rooms, only 13.
She's like,
of
let's
them
not get
bathrooms.
Crazy now. Let's not go too wild with
the
bathrooms.
I'm like, okay. Two basements and six kitchens.
Two basements.
Mm-hmm. Explain one that. For the ghosts and one to like keep
storage.
Your water heater.
Yeah. Right.
It all makes sense to me.
Yeah.
All over the home, it has stairs that just lead to ceilings.
I know. Listen, I don't know why that freaks me out.
Luckily,
when I was looking at this, no,
I know.
I don't know why.
I have an explanation, at least for the stairways.
It's for them to like exit, right?
Uh-uh.
No,
uh-uh. There's actually a rhyme about that.
To
but
a stairwell
else,
that goes nowhere.
Yeah. But not for everyone. This is just a theory that people have.
Okay.
There are hallways that turn a corner and then just end.
Nope.
Some doors open up to solid walls. And then there's one door that opens to the outside with a 20-foot drop. Don't go out that door.
The hell?
That means you can't just like open a door and walk through.
No.
You might get a concussion.
I would get such anxiety in this house.
Oh. I have anxiety reading about this house to you.
God.
My goodness. I have two bathrooms and I'm like, oh, who's going to clean them?
No skylights, though.
No skylights. We're very much inside.
Very much inside.
But who's that helping?
What?
I don't know. Keep
okay.
going. Go,
yeah,
with, it. Go with it. Go with it.
Okay, keep going. Yep.
There are several patterns that are present throughout the Winchester mansion. But the most notable is the number 13. So one of the things, she has 13 bathrooms.
Oh, yeah.
At one point, they had a 13th floor, and it had 13 windows. There are some 13 ceiling panels. Oh, there are 13 ceiling panels in the entrance hallway. Some of the closets have 13 hooks. She had a seance room that also had 13 hooks. Some of the staircases have 13 steps. However, nobody knows why. She didn't tell anybody why. There's just... So really,
I was waiting
she
for
also...
The punchline here.
No, there's nothing.
Got it.
It could just be that now, you know, you can find a pattern where you're looking for it. But 13 is a very
specific
number.
Isn't that like the spooky number?
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe there was something, there had to have been something on that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
In 1906, there was a wild earthquake in San Francisco. And it was a 7.8 on the Richter scale.
On the Richter scale.
3,000 people died and 200,000 people were left homeless.
Okay.
So at this time, Sarah was sleeping in the Daisy bedroom. Now, it's specific about that because Sarah slept in a different bedroom every single night to avoid the ghosts. And she would like do secret passageways to get into some rooms. Her seance room had one entrance in and the opposite entrance to get out of it. Which makes sense if you have a seance room. In and out. Yes. Like one sweeping
That's the
motion.
Room you want to be a little tricky with.
Yeah.
Not the whole house.
So she was sleeping in the Daisy bedroom. However, she was unharmed, but the mansion had a lot of damage. They had a 7-story tower at one point.
Oh.
And the tower crumbled. And the north wing of the building was significantly impacted. A lot of damage. Like one of the floors just totally collapsed.
Okay.
So a lot of people think that some of the stairs that go to nowhere used to go to another floor. And then the building collapsed and she just sealed it off.
Okay.
But there were probably, these are people just trying to
be like,
justify
this is probably
things.
That. Yeah.
And you're like, I don't think so.
Yeah.
And then Sarah at this time chose to seal off the Daisy bedroom.
Okay.
So construction on this home continued until 1922 when she passed away. She hadn't lived in the house for 10 years. Because she was getting sicker.
Okay.
But she told people,
too many stairs to be there.
Keep doing construction, never stop. And then the minute she passed away, construction just stopped.
Yeah.
So they just stopped doing it. They didn't have any more plans. They were like, I guess we're done.
Yeah. Did she lock that room or like lock whatever you said, lock that room up because of the earthquake? And she thought it was like,
I think she thought it was a bad omen that she had slept in that room. So she sealed it off and never wanted to have another one of those bad omens again.
Yeah.
But keep that room in mind.
Okay.
So back to, Sarah had a seance room in the middle of the house.
Mm-hmm.
Workers say that she had seances there all the time. Because remember, just because she's sleeping doesn't mean construction stops in that house. It happened
round the clock.
Oh
my God.
Might have been little projects at night.
Yeah.
But there, it was always under construction.
That's crazy.
And so the nights when she had seances, she would ring her bell tower because she had a bell tower.
Why not?
At midnight to invite the spirits in and ring it again at 2 a.m.
to
release
them out.
Often after a seance, she would change plans of certain construction she was doing to the house, saying that she was moving in the wrong direction and had to pivot. So, and then, yeah, the seance was another room. To get into it, there was a door that would let you in, but then there was no knob on that door to get out.
I hate that.
To get out, she had like a little hidden cubby hole.
What?
I know.
Is she a genius or a psycho?
I think maybe a little bit of both. A little bit of both.
Damn.
One fun thing is after she passed away, they basically, someone bought a house, or they bought this as like a museum.
Yeah.
Because nobody was going to buy this.
And live there.
Right. She left everything she owned to her niece. Her niece sold everything in the house and then like gave then sold the house to people who wanted to use it as a museum.
Yeah.
They started letting people visit immediately. Harry Houdini visited the mansion in 1924. And now Harry Houdini used to like to go places and debunk spiritual sites and be like, there's nothing paranormal about this. This is all fake.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, me neither. I think he was like, I'm a magician, but it's all tricks.
Yeah.
And so this is a trick too.
It's kind of like that guy in Late Night with the Devil.
Yeah. Yes.
That guy was like, I do this, but that's why this is bull.
And then it was like, but is it?
Ooh, that movie was really good.
So he toured the house and he was ready to be able to give an announcement of like, hey, this is fake. He went to the rooms that are said to have the most otherworldly activity, like the seance room, and then never gave a report publicly. He never said anything about the house. However, he did suggest rebranding it to the from the Winchester House to the Winchester Mystery House. They think that like he liked it at some level.
Fascinated by his involvement.
That he thought something was weird and funky about this house. Another fun side note, Walt Disney visited this home. And that is what the Haunted Mansion ride is based on.
I was just gonna ask you. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. And then, so of some of the ghosts that people see around, you hear footsteps all the time, cabinet doors open all the time, and doors shut, they close. There's just constant noise that you hear from certain presence in the house. One of the most reported ghosts that people see is a mustache ghost that people call Clyde. He's often seen in the basement.
Okay.
Often has a wheelbarrow, or he's sometimes working on a fireplace.
Well, there's plenty to work on.
Yeah, there's so many. Several times guests have commented to tour guides how they appreciate having them hire an actor to wear old-timey outfits.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. Only for the tour guide to tell them they have not hired any actors.
Nope.
And they think it's Clyde because there's a photo of a man in one of the rooms. And people have said, oh, it looks like that guy. And so they've named him Clyde.
I love it.
You can tour the Daisy bedroom.
Okay.
It is no longer closed
up.
And there was one tour guide who was showing a group the Daisy bedroom. And she could hear a loud sigh from the hallway. She was thinking it was somebody who was left out of the room, and she went to check, only to see a small shadowy figure moving away.
Oh.
So people hear that all the time, and they think it's
Sarah.
Because she's mad that people have
opened
the
damn door.
Room.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
I sealed that.
It.
Yeah.
My goodness.
This is bad juju now.
Employees are particularly prone to experiencing strange phenomena. One employee was on a ladder and felt like somebody had tapped his shoulder, turned around, nobody was there.
Yep.
And then a few moments later, he said it felt like a hand was pushing against his back, almost as if to support him on the ladder.
Well, that's nice.
Well, that he packed up and he left.
Well,
he was like, I don't need your support.
He's like, I don't need any help. Thank you.
I don't need anything from you.
I can do this by myself.
Yep. And then the last one I have for you is there was a couple who actually lived at the property for a little while. And they said they were often woken up in the middle of the night to an alarm clock that would just ring and ring and ring and didn't exist anywhere.
No.
Probably
so
for
mad.
Sarah to be like, why is the construction stopped?
Yeah.
What is happening here?
Oh, my God.
So it's just kind of
it's just an unsettling place.
It's just like, who was Sarah talking to? Did she talk to people or ghosts in the seance room? What were they telling
her?
She
must have, but it's just like, this house is not the ghosts for me. It's just the house.
And what a sad life she had, too.
I know. So it was like, did she go a little crazy? Was she actually brilliant? Was she psycho? Was she haunted?
All of the above.
We'll never know.
We'll never know unless we have a seance with her.
I won't be doing that. No.
No Ouija boards
for me. No.
So RIP, Sarah.
I know. Sorry, girl.
I know.
Although, what could she have done more to that house if she had lived
anyone.
A little longer?
Just more staircases.
More skylights.
Basically make the inside and
yeah,
up. Maybe
make the
it
inside
a greenhouse.
The outside. I mean, yeah. That pretty much.
I know.
That was a good one.
Thank you. Thank you.
Nice.
All right. Take us away from the creepy house.
Will. All right.
What's your movie?
Well, it's actually a TV show.
Oh, okay.
And we've been talking about it a lot.
Okay.
And I have to do it.
Stranger Things?
Yes.
Okay.
But I will say, stop listening to this part if you have not watching or if you don't know the show.
Well, we already spoiled a lot earlier.
Well, I'm be proud that I asked. Yeah. Gave a spoiler alert.
I, you know what? I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Jeez. Can't do anything right with the segment of the show. So I am going to do my man, Eddie.
It's so sad.
Because it ripped me apart. Mm. So he joined in season 4 as the like metalhead D&D guy. And he was basically based off of like the satanic panic of the 80s. Just being like, he's like the nicest kid. He's got the sweetest heart, which all of these kids who were actually blamed for stuff were. Mm-hmm. It's just because they had long hair, liked what?
Right.
Heavy metal and played Dungeons and Dragons.
Exactly.
So he's, I've heard he's based off of the West Memphis 3 case, which that will be in my brain until I die. It's, that is crazy. Mm-hmm. Look that up if you don't know what that is.
Yeah.
And so he comes in and he like joins the little gang and like he's like Dustin's kind of other big brother.
Yeah.
And it just shows that he's like a sweetheart. And he has this scene with one of the cheerleaders. She goes over to his house and she ends up dying in his place. So that's when everyone's like, well, Eddie did it. So like I said, he's joined the gang now. And then at the point of his death, he goes down to the upside down with Dustin to distract so the guys can like go and get Vecna to fight him. And so he plays, oh my God, no, I can't believe I'm drawing a blank on this. It's, Master of Puppets.
Oh yeah.
Master of Puppets on the guitar. So all the Demobats come towards him so everyone can go run through the upside down and get to the mansion.
Right.
And he actually played that.
Oh, did he?
He did.
Oh,
I know.
Okay.
Really cool. And Dustin's like, okay, cool. Like, we're good. We're good. Yeah. Like, let's go. And he's like, no. So he keeps playing. Mm-hmm. And then the bats attack him. And bite him and claw him and just rip him apart. And Dustin is destroyed and I'm sobbing.
And Dustin is trying to carry him.
Trying to carry him and being like, you're fine, you're good. And Eddie's like, no. Like, and Eddie was so proud of himself for doing it. And he was like, I didn't run away this time, which ruined me. Because he's like, the whole show, he's basically being like, I run away from things. I'm like scared of everything. I'm just like this soft, quiet guy. And so he's like, I didn't run away. I did it. And that just ruined me. Ruined me.
Ugh, it's just so sad.
So sad.
And like, you can tell, one of the great things too, to know what a nerd he is, like, and a great thing to show the times when they're by the big rock and he's like, and so we choose to go to Mordor.
Yes.
And the best part is when Steve is like, what is Mordor?
Yeah.
Because, like, now those movies are so famous that even if you don't watch Lord of the Rings, you know what Mordor is.
Yeah.
You know who Sauron is.
I forgot about that part.
Even if you say something about Mordor, you're like, okay, nerd.
Yeah.
But, like, I knew. Mm-hmm. And,
Steve
is like, what are we going?
Yeah.
I thought we were, like, Mordor.
Like, I forget it.
And it's so good.
Yeah. I forgot about that.
I know. I just, it's so sad.
But I know the Duffer Brothers are like, he's not coming back, but I don't know this. Don't think I'm a D&D head, but apparently there's a character in D&D that comes back and he's kind of like a vampire bat guy.
Oh.
And I'm like, okay, well,
hello.
That's why I'm like, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Mm-mm.
Even if it's just, he's in the upside down.
Just like,
give me something.
I know. I don't think he's coming back.
I know. But. Love to Eddie.
I know. That was a good one.
Thanks. What do you got?
Mine is from Star Wars Episode 7, A Force Awakens.
Yep.
And it's Han Solo.
Their ruining moment.
Oh. And so my family and I, like, we always watch Star Wars together. Mm-hmm. We always see all those movies together. And so my dad was taking forever and he's like, oh yeah, we'll go see it. So me and my sister saw it together first.
Yeah.
And then we all went, my other sisters and my mom and dad came to see it the second time. I was so devastated the first time Han Solo dies, right?
Yeah. It's terrible.
And you, even though you know it's coming, like Kylo Ren enters this big room and you're like, oh God, and like Harrison Ford's in it, and As soon as you go into the room, the second time we're seeing it, I'm sitting next to my dad and I just start crying.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to cry silently.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, maybe he won't notice.
Don't pay attention.
My dad turns to me and he goes, oh, what? So Han Solo dies now?
You're like, I don't know why you're talking
about. And I was
about-
like, what?
What?
I was like, I was thinking of something else sad.
No. I don't have driver.
Later on. So I spoiled the moment.
No.
For my dad and that. And he goes, well, thanks. I was like, my tears have betrayed me.
Betrayed me again.
These women hormones, female hormones. I was like, I just feel things.
I just feel things.
And it's just so sad. But like, you knew Kylo Ren had to kill his dad because he had to go fully evil. And then he has to be able to like sacrifice so that Rey can really save it. It just, you know, it's one of those things like Eddie had to die.
I've
loved Han Solo.
Me too.
And I love Harrison Ford. And
it's
Harrison
your dad.
Ford reminds me of my dad.
100%.
Just like very kind of quiet, but like the one-liners.
The one-liners. And I'm like, I heard. I got you.
Did you
like,
just make a joke?
You made a joke.
You little goofball. You made a joke.
He's like, no, I didn't.
He's like, nah. So he dies now. No. And it was just like, because it was, I was personally offended. I'm like, Harrison Ford.
Yeah.
And it just, I just kept crying and I spoiled it for my dad.
What'd
so.
Your dad think though of the scene? Just over
well,
it
he,
at that
he
point?
He was like, I guess I knew
guess
ahead
it's
of
over,
time.
Yeah.
But first of all, you also know the minute Kylo Ren goes into the room with Harrison Ford,
know.
You know it's going to happen. But I just kind of confirmed it
yeah.
for him.
Well, yeah. But you're like, surely this won't happen.
Hello?
No, this can't be.
No one can kill Han Solo.
No.
Like,
he was
come
frozen.
On. Get out of here, Adam Driver.
Get out of here with your handsome
with
face.
Your red lightsaber, your evil lightsaber.
Yeah, but then
and Han Solo
Rey.
Didn't even have a lightsaber. He didn't stand a chance because he wasn't a Jedi.
Well, now I'm sad.
I know. I'm sad too. But
does your dad see the comparison to Harrison Ford? Because I thought that,
I
and then
so.
you agree. I brought it to you a million years ago now, but and you were
enough
like, oh
people,
no, yeah.
Enough people
for sure.
have said it to him.
Yeah.
That he's just got hair. It's not even necessarily that they look. Oh, they do look similar.
They do. It's just the
it's
whole
their
vibe.
He's got a Harrison Ford vibe,
and
man.
I love it so much.
You know,
I love
he's
it.
He's just that strong, quiet guy
with those like quiet, funny one like
yeah,
one-liners.
One thing
and
just
like,
makes a thing, and you're like,
I heard that. That was good.
You're like, I gotcha.
Yeah.
So hey, thanks for spending time with me today.
Thanks for spending time with me. Happy
and
Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. And if you're not already following us, which I've now started going through my
oh
list.
Oh my God.
I started texting my friends who have watched my Instagram stories and taking screenshots that they're not following are haunted by Instagram and going, I noticed that you're not following
so
us.
So many times last night you were going, I was like, girl.
And each time I was sending the text, I would go, So if you receive a text, just know that's the sound I'm making.
Yeah.
But you can follow us on Instagram and TikTok on at Haunted by Pod and then Haunted by Pod on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And we recently did a fun collab with Cryptid Cocktail
Party.
So thank you
that
guys
was great.
For having
thank
us.
Thank you guys.
They're so much fun, Sergeant Dave.
That was a good time.
Yeah. And now we're probably just going to message them every week, be like, do you guys want
to
do
come to ours
want to do another collab?
You want to come over?
Yeah. Hey, I'll have a better microphone this time.
Yeah.
But yeah, follow us. Join us on this journey.
Please.
And hey, it's okay to stop. Building your house.
Yeah.
It's okay
totally.
To be done.
Yep. It's okay to be done.
Okay to be done.
Yeah.
And if you're going to have a staircase, it should go somewhere.
It should go somewhere.
Somewhere.
Yeah.
All right.
Bye.
Goodbye.